The Yalkut from Yirmiyah says like this. Omar Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni. Hat Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni gesagt. Arbohem Shabom and Mishpochen Achliya. There are four tzaddikim that came from families that in that family there was an Indian Achliya there. There was a Nachli there. Pinchas, Uriah, Yecheskel and Yirmiyah. Pinchas. What about Pinchas? At Moitzi we see. B'shoah Shabola Yachas Es Yisrael. When it came time to be Miyachas Klal Yisrael. And we told everybody that Yichas, you come from this person, you come from that person. Omru Loi. So then they told Pinchas, since it was a mutal of Pinchas Ben Alaza, that he was telling the Yichas, he was telling everybody, you come from this person, you come from that, and he counted Klal Yisrael. Atom Bola Yachsenu, you're the one that's coming to tell us our Yichas. Elazar Lamiha Yanasi, could you please tell me who was your father married to? Leila Bideshem Patiel? Wasn't he married to the daughter of Patiel? Who's Patiel? That's Yisroi. Stickle Goyishke. The Kiva and Shira Akash Bochashem is Zalzalam boy. When the Avisha saw that Klaiso was being those people, it wasn't Gans Klaiso. People were Mizalzal in Pinchas. Hischaliaschai. But the Liachsai. So the Abishim was me gave Pinchas a Gavaldik Yichas, and he said, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin. Koyin ben Koyin, Kanoi ben Kanoi, had Alamailas. People were Mavazah Pinchas, the Kumsach ben Agoy. He has a stickle goyish cape. The Abishim said, no, I'm going to give him COVID. And right away the Abishim said, they should write in the Torah Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin. In the Torah, when we refer to Pinchas, we refer to the ankle of Aaron. Why? Because we want to be Mechazik Pinchas. Uriah. Klai Yisrael was told to Ahi Yisrael Mizalzal Achrov. Voimim, and they told Uriah, like Givani who? Aren't you from Givani? For the mention, till the Pasuk, it was Miyachas the Pasuk Yeshaya, it says, Vaidali Eidim Namonim as Uriah HaKoyin. Pasuk Yeshaya. Yecheskel, this is all we have with Yecheskel. Yisrael Ahi Mizalzal Achrov. Yecheskel HaNovi was the greatest Novi. And Yecheskel was so great, some people were Mizalzal in him. And he said, the loy mubnei bonav shal rochav ha-zoyna hu? The kumsnish from rochav ha-zoyna? Vazi Yecheskel. No, so the pasuk right away was miyachasim. Ho yedvar Hashem el Yecheskel ben Buzi ha-koyin. It was dvar Hashem to Yecheskel ben Buzi ha-koyin. Again, the Yevish was miyachasim atoy. Yirmiya! Ho yimazaz lachra v'oyim the loy mubnei bonav shal rochav ha-zoyna hu? The kumsnish from rochav ha-zoyna? Psachaneinikul from the yen of roi rochav ha-zoyna. So there were people that were schlechte people in Klai Yisrael Mezalzal in Yirmiyah. The Tzorech HaKos of Liyachsa Divrei Yirmiyah VeChilkiyah. They state in the Yalkut in Yirmiyah, Remez Reish Nun Zayim. We see from here a Dova Noira Mamish, a Dova Noira Venifla. The Eivisha cannot fatro when somebody gets Bezioinis. When you mavaz at somebody, you think the Eivisha is just going to stand by the side? The Pasuk will say, Gevaldik Yishvach on the person. To take the person out of his shiver and lay. People are mavaza other people. They're always schlechter people. The grace is the man that you stand by the side of that person. And be mechazikim, name the kums van Aaron. Forget about these things, what people say about you. Who cares if it's true, if it's not true? Forget about all these things. So sevis is enim sakvaldike mensch. Why is it that way? Why is it that the Torah is kol kach makbid on somebody that gets bizyonis? And we'll soon see gefällige Sachen, was steht in somebody's Mountainblech, Avede Braben. Why is that so chome? Why is the Indian of Bush and Bezoyen Koka chome? And why do we see Tzadikim? Hashtag the Oiz Yishid Dohe. And they made sure that he never will be Mavaza anybody. Why is it so important? The Torah is like this. I don't know if you ever experienced it. You should never have to experience this again. It's the worst thing in the world, Bezoyenis. When somebody gets this Baza, and he gets this baza beraben in front of one person, two people, three people. The more people, the more of the bazaar. Some of you feel mamish like imitzias, like there's no mitzias, you don't belong to anything. You lost your ovar, you lost your osid, you lost your hoivet, there's nothing that exists anymore. You're like in no man's land, you're totally ba'avir mamish. And the person that's chaps the bazaar, that he feels so lost and so in his baza. He feels so lost by himself, like he doesn't even exist anymore. And it b'choshet chechayim. People that play together. Somebody does an arish a move. Somebody says a foolish thing in a classroom. Everybody starts laughing. The Valkyrie makes a terrible mistake. And everybody starts laughing. The Baal Tefillah makes a mistake instead of saying this, Chagamatzis, he switches to Chagasukas, and some people will start laughing. How does the person feel the B'shas, the B'zoyim? How does the person feel, he feels so lost, he can't be Masik? And it's so chomer, and it's so chomer to the Eivisha, these things that the Eivisha will not fatrog it. The Gemara in Gittin on Zion says, Omar Abeleza, listen to this. Take a look how far and how great the Inyan from Busha is. What was the whole story? Somebody was invited, the Mashal explains. Somebody was supposed to invite somebody, and he invited Bar Kamsa, he took the son instead of the father, and by the Sudeh, and it was terrible. And because that was this Galgul, that was the beginning of the snowball that rolled into such a Rizikazach, such a tragedy, how much blood was always gegossen. How many yidden were aveka haget in this maisa? And the Gemara says, why? Kamsa, abar kamsa. Only because of that story? That started it. Even if Chas Hashem this Xeda, if there's nothing that would start Xeda, it wouldn't be Chal. Zokra Abeleza, why was the Xeda Chal? Why did so many yidden get killed? Why was the Amish's base of Migdus destroyed? Why? Because somebody was Mavaza somebody else. And the Amish's Tzuga like, nay, if you're Mavaza and nobody made a Macha, and the person had to suffer that was the only one person. Look what the Oynish, look what happened. And look how much the Yevish of Kaviyochel suffered from it. His house got burned. His house got fabrent. Hichleves Beisei, Vesoreves Eicholoi. Take a look at a different example. In the Ovisav Dossim Perik Ches, it says, Vayamusu Anoshim Oitzi Diba Sa'oritzra. People died. Vet gestorben. Such great people died. Why? They said, Loshon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. So the Ovisav Dossim tells us, Ma Oretz ain't like Peladaber. Oretz doesn't have no mouth to talk. You mavaza a piece of karka. Well, who cares? What the Oretz? It's a piece of mud. It's a garnish. V'loy ponim v'loy boishet pikish hakadosh baruch hu boinu shel meraglim hamedaber dvarim keneged chaveru mavayish oisoy alachas kam v'kama shivakish kadosh baruch hu shel boinu. Take a look at kal v'chaima. What did the meraglim do? They spoke against Eretz Yisrael. And take a look what happened. The best, the cream of the crop. The Rabban explains us that Yeshua ben Nun and Kol Aviv, that was number 4, number 5 of the list of the Meraglim. They were only number 4, number 5, there were people that were greater than them. And Avu became, they died. Why did they die? At such a Misa Mishunah they died, the tongue went to the stomach, and worms were going up and down, they died. At a Misa Mishunah was Shreklach. Why did they die? Because they were Mavaza something. What were they Mavaza? A piece of karka. Bittiya some Mavaza karka. But it's not that way. And that Rav Abdosin says, if somebody, Kal v'chayim, a person better watch himself if he's Mavaza es chava. The Indian of Bezoinus, Mavaza anything, is so chomer. It's so chomer to the age that he can't be masik. There's a command no vitur. The Gemara says, Apikoyris, and Apikoyris has no elam haba. Rav Chanina, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, that tzadik tes. What's the title of Apikoyris? Hamavaza Talmud Chochem. Yamavaza Talmud Chochem. And Rabbi Yochanan Abishuv Levi says, Hamavaza Chaveder b'fnei Talmud Chochem. If you mavaza someone in front of a Talmud Chochem, the person feels so humiliated, it feels terrible. And Apikoris doesn't have no Olam Haba. Why? Because he was mavaza. And the Pasuk says, Kidvan Hashem Boza. The person was mavaza. You can't be mavaza anybody or anything. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yitas, a very famous Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, L'chorv Yerushalayim El Shul Shibizibo Tamid HaChomim. If you mavaza Talmud Chochem, Vichomis is. A Talmud Chochem is the most beautiful thing that there is. Talmud Chochem is the greatest thing in the world. It's nothing bigger than a Talmud Chochem. It's the mamish, the top of the pyramid, a Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem, Vesos meint a Talmud Chochem, Vichomis that is to the Eivishter. And somebody goes and he's mavaza Talmud Chochem. So Rabbi Yehuda Lechov, Yerushalayim, El Meshavizah Talmud Chochem. Mavaza Talmud Chochem, how could you not give cover to a Talmud Chochem? When a Talmud Chochem comes, you should come and just look at him. Don't be mavazim by not showing up. It says in the Chazal that, I think it's a, I didn't look it up, but I think it's a Chazal that says, Mats Dvar Hashem Boza, if it's Chochem Bo Le'ir, Ve'enem Isham Shoy, that's Nichol Ki Dvar Hashem Boza. If a Chochem is Bo Le'ir, you mechuyif to come to him. And be Misham Shoy, talk to him and learning, be Misham Shoy Talmud Chochem. If not Ki Dvar Hashem Boza, Ki Dvar Hashem Boza says Gefel Chazal. You have to give COVID. And the Chagav Chmuzda of the Molin, soon is going to come this beautiful Knesset, this beautiful collection of all the Talmid Chachamim of New York and Vita. And they're all going to come together. And they're all going to give covet by the Siyam Ashas. How beautiful that is. Come and give covet to Talmid Chachamim. If even though you didn't finish Shas yet, But come when you look, you'll see who's sitting over there. Look at the person, the people all around you. Everybody's coming to give cover to a Talmud Chacham. Don't chas v'shalom be mafazer to a Talmud Chacham. Come and give cover to Torah. This name cover al Torah is the biggest cover in the Bria, cover al Torah. It's the biggest cover shayah. Don't chas v'shalom be mafazer to a Talmud Chacham. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara Menachos tells us, Omer Eish Lachish, a Talmud Chacham shesorach ein mafazer noisai befahesya. Let's say chas v'shalom a Talmud Chacham goes off the derech. The Gemara Moed Katan tells us such a story. There's a strong gate to Hara. Somebody can never tell what could happen. And so the Eim Shtov beat them for Talmud Chacham goes off the derech. What do you do to Talmud Chacham? Are you mevazen? Zog the Gemara, Omer Eish Lakish, Talmud Chacham, Shasarech, Eim Mevazen, Eish Befahesi, he can't be mevazen Befahesi. Why? Because he's so chaviv. He's so chaviv, he's a Talmud Chacham. And Bezoin is the word Zach in the world. You can't do that. The Gemara tells us, in Tainis Av Chafei, the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, Eishas Chava Kechava. Every Erev Shabbos, she was so embarrassed. She was so embarrassed. She was so poor, Nebuch. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa wanted to eat boxer, a little carob. You ever see a carob tree? You eat it dirt in the chveis on Tu B'Shvat, you eat it. That's what you eat dirt in a stick of boxer, you make shachiyanu. This was his food. That's all he had to eat. Didn't have anything else. And everybody's cooking Erev Shabbos. You walk in the house, you smell the gefilte fish. When the chont is getting ready, and the alskis schmack with the flesh and the chicken, and the kugel, the aroma is so chazeg schmack, and every Yiddish shtum is such a beautiful warm smell, a beautiful warm feeling, and the smell is like a schmack, the heilige Shabbos come. And Rav Chanina ben Doisa's wife didn't have anything except for boxer, carob, that's what they have, carob powder, that's what they ate. Maybe that's something Yiddish gehad. And every Shabbos, what did she do? She went, she took some twigs and she put it into the oven. So that it should look like, you know, and the smoke comes out, that at least people should think, at least she's cooking. So she had anything to cook. But she was so embarrassed, she couldn't take it. Every little tent, there was some smoke coming out, everybody's cooking for Shabbos. She was so humiliated, she didn't have anything. And she had this neighbor that was a terrible lady. There's always these terrible people all around that you have to watch out from them. And she says, oh, let me see. I know that this lady doesn't have a penny to her name. What's she cooking? Let me knock on the door and let me see what she has. And she goes, this lady, the Shlechta lady, let me see. Ah, Rebbe Zechanina ben Dois, Alamaz Ema Sahab, what's cost of Hashabbos? Let me see what you're cooking. What she do? Somebody knocked at the door, so she had opened up. And she walked inside into the room, and the Abishah made a nest, and in the tanner, all of a sudden, was lechem, and it was moyer. Lechem was mamas bulging by the side. Beautiful, varam achalas, like yishmak achalas. You know, this is a nest, a yeshma ayin. You know, when was the last time did you ever hear such a nest happen to a person? This is mamish a nest. There was nothing in there. There was twigs there. And all of a sudden, the Abishah made a nest. All of a sudden, the thing existed. Over there, they were chalas. What did the Abishah make this nest? But the Froy from Abchanina ben Doisa, the Abishah will not be soiled that she should suffer from Bezoin. This lady is a good thing. Is she in a Bezoin? Why should she suffer so much? A lady comes and knocks at the door and she wants to be in bed. No, this lady can't suffer. And the Abishah made such a beautiful nest for this lady, she shouldn't suffer. She shouldn't be Fashem. That's how much the Abishah is so makbid in the Indian. He'll even make such a nest. The Gemara tells us a whole blot in Bob Metzin and Ches. Tone Tana came in Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. A Tana sat in Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and he used to say over Breises and Pismaitis from the Friedrich Deutis. And Rav Nachman used to listen to see which Breises were good and which weren't. And which Lashonis you have to change and which you don't have to change. And he said, Kol ha-mal b'nei chavei b'ram kill the shoifach domen. If somebody's mal b'nei chavei b'ram, it's like you killed your murderer. You mavas somebody b'ram, it's pure murder. The Prima God brings the Shabbos and Eish Beidali says it over Nifla. Why do we give tzedakah? Haskaras the Shabbos. When we're masked, we say Yisker, we always give money for tzedakah for the Friedrich and the Dardis. Say, oh, that's a long time ago they were Nifla. Why do you have to give money for them? So the Prima God brings from the other Achreinim. It's lo yimoli that a person shouldn't go through his life that he's not mavaza somebody. He's a din of a murderer. And it says in Pasuk Kafir, Kafir lamchi Yisrael shepadiso. You have to give a kapora for them. Someone that's mevaza somebody else is like a fellow chazach. You have to give tzedakah. And tzedakah is a kapora. That's why we always constantly throwing money in pushkins. Oh, lezech nishmas this, lezech nishmas. Why? Because it's lo yamoli people live through life and they go through Lebanon and something. Give this guy a shtach and that guy a shtach. In front of this, in front of your kids, not in front of your chava, in front of your father, in front of your mother. Even two brothers, even two bachim in a class. You're mevaza somebody in front of your rebbe. Murderer! Nothing less, nothing short of murder, that's what it is. If I mention my kapora, so therefore you have to give tzedakah. The Indian of being mevaza somebody is so chomedic, they can't be masay. So many beautiful stories, we have from Gedolim, Tzadikim, how far and how high they went. And wie viel sind gestiegen, that they shouldn't be my father somebody. That somebody shouldn't have any besiones. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon, he was, at the Moyadik, Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon, the Zoya HaKadosh's son. The Zoya HaKadosh's son. He was going back from Migdal Gedor. And he was going from the house of his Rebbe, Zeishtak Yishtigin and Lenin. And he was going Asvas HaNor on a Chamor. He was riding on a Chamor. He was going Asvas HaNor. And he was so happy because of the Zeishtak Yishtigin. And his Simcha was Moyadik. And then a person, an ugly person came. The person's face was deformed. The person looked Mechua B'Yosef. And he says, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. He tells Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. And he didn't answer him. Vayivzaloi. And then he says, Reiko, how disgusting you look. Leidike mensch, look how bad you look. Maybe your whole shtut comes, looks like people like you, and this is such an ugly person. So he says, I don't know. So the person answered, he said, I don't know. My whole shtut looks like me. I don't know. The only thing I can tell you, Rabbi Lezer, the only thing you should do is go over to the one that created me. And tell him that he made a disgusting keli. Rabbi Lezer realized what happened. And he got off his chamor. And he lay down flat on the floor. And he said, Bimi Moichel, I'm sorry. I only said it, I was very happy in my learning, and I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. All the Mefarshim explained what Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon doesn't do such a grave aveda. All the Mefarshim, you take a look in the Anyaka, they would explain what Rabbi Lezer, what the Nemes says in here. But we'll take it out, shoot the Shemikra, just for a limit for us. And he said, please be Moichel me. And the person says, no, I'm not moichel you. And he says, no. So then, and then when Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon was following the guy, his mom was following, he walked off the chamor, and the guy was walking. And he's begging, I'm sorry, I just lost myself. I don't mean it. Please forgive. He says, no, go over to the one who created me. Tell him that he created ugly Kaylee. And then all the people came out. And then they said, Rebbe, hello, Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon. Rebbe, hello, Rebbe. So he says, what? This is your Rebbe? This is your Rebbe, Lo Yabba Kamoisa be Yisrael. We don't need Rebbe's like that. Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon was mom so forlorn, and he realized the mistake that he did. He begged him, he cried, he laid on the floor, he begged the person, Bimi Moichel, Bimi Moichel. So then the people were standing there, and he said, okay, only because of the schus of those people that are standing there, then I'm Moichel you. Only Bishvilchem is Moichel, and tonight, you don't do it again, and you don't do anything that will ever be margle you, that will make a roll, or make you a hegel to do such a thing. In other words, you have to be so far away from doing such a thing. Not only your father, you'll never do it again. But don't do anything that'll bring you to do such a thing again. Of course, in Mefarshim explained, we don't understand the deepness and the amkes of Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon. We'll never understand. It's way beyond. But the many things that Chazal write and the Shidchi is like a level for us that we should understand, even though it means much, much further than that. But what a lesson it is for us. The Gemara tells in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, Yerovim ben Avos, Omer Ab Yechim, Neymah Zoch, Yerovim Lamalchus. Why was Yerovim Zoch to become a melech? He was Mechir Shleimer. He had enough guts in him, he knew how to give to Chach to Shleimer. So then why was he destroyed? Because he was Mavazan Beravim. It's a wonderful thing, you give a guy to Chach, tremendous. But over Beravim, he came a Mavazan, and you, how are you allowed to be Mavazan somebody? And he lost everything. The Chazal tell us in Erechim Tazayin, Menayin Shiroi, Dabal, Maguna Bechaveiroi, Shechayiv Lo Echichoi, let's even see Yechav is doing a Dabal Maguna. Something not right. Avad yim chuyif to give him tay chocha. Vrgeyach tay chiyach et hamisecha. It's mitzisese. Yochla afilu mishtan mpono. You would think you're allowed to give tay chocha to a person and the person's face should be mishtan and you should be mavazim. Tamaloy melasis alov chet. You can't. In other words, even if you give tay chocha, even if you give tay chocha, but you can never be mavazim the person. At kere yikach, the Chazal tell us. Ma'azutra tells us in Brachas Mem Gimel, a few places in Shas. And he says, throw yourself into Kivshon Eish. Feel the pain of fire, but don't be Mavazi Yechava B'Rabim. So many stories you know about Tzaddikim, that famous story my brother has in his book, in the Maggid Speaks, about a certain person that used to light dirt in the for the Oilam, he used to light the tanner so people should be warm, and that day didn't come. And the Rav himself went inside into the Tana. He saw the guy didn't come yet. So the Rav, when he came, he went into the Tana, he stuck his body in, and he was fixing up the coals and the wood over there to start the fire. And the different guy walks in, he doesn't realize the Rav, he gives him dirt na smack, a dirt na zay, mamakam bazayim. And the Rav realized that if he sticks his head out, the person's gonna chop, he smacked the Rav. He thought it was Yankel. And he couldn't stay, and he stayed there until his beard got singed, was mulling fire. And when they realized the guy's face was burning, they schlepped him out. And he asked him, how'd you do that? He says, it's this Gemara. Better sue yourself and give Shanaish, but don't hurt anybody's feelings. Don't be mavad anybody. The Chazal say it's worse than you kill him. You kill him, he's dead, finished. The guy didn't lose his metzias. It's just a change of address. Now he lives here, now he lives there. But when you destroy a guy in an oifen of bezoyim, you destroyed him such a destruction that it's noida ba'oyim. The Chazal tell us, a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a whole omen about this. Ma'isi b'Rabbi Gamliel. He said he wants to have seven people to come up to Aliyah. They will be Megal Dvarim Noiroyim. Things about Kiddush HaChodesh, some of the secrets that no one was allowed to know. And he comes up, and eight people are there. There's an extra person. And Rav Gamliel realized he can't have an extra person there. Somebody's in here that he's not allowed to. Omai said, Mishu Olav Loi B'Shus Yere. Anybody came up to this attic should go down. This is not a joking matter. We have to pass in Dini Nefashis. We have to pass in Dvarim Noiroyim. Comes out of this psak. And it's only allowed to be by seven people. We can't have any extra person. Whoever doesn't belong here, leave. All of a sudden, Obed Shmuel HaKotten. Shmuel HaKotten. He held himself so small, Shmuel. And he says, I'm the one that came up here, Shalai B'Shus. So, and he left. And the Chazal say, of course it wasn't Shmuel HaKotten. But he didn't want to embarrass anybody. And Shmuel HaKotten did that, because he didn't want to embarrass. Then the Chazal tells Vaitam, a different Maisa. Rebbe was a very big tzaddik. And for Api Kabbalah, Rebbe did not like the smell of garlic. He couldn't fatrog it. He could not fatrog the smell of it because garlic stands for something and Rebbe didn't even want the reyach from garlic. Rebbe was a kodesh. He didn't want even a reyach from garlic. And Rebbe was darish. He was darishing his darish and all of a sudden he smelled garlic. That means somebody in the audience, somebody with Tamidim ate some garlic. Omi says, Mi shochel shum yeitze. Whoever ate garlic has to leave. Rebbe's kedusha wasn't stable that. Omi Rav Chiya. Who got up? Rav Chiya. Rebbe's biggest Talmud. Rav Chiya gets up. And he goes out, and he leaves the Beis Medrash in front of everybody, and everybody looks at him, wow, you're the one that ate garlic, don't we know that Rebbe doesn't like to eat? The people that eat garlic, he can't control the smell. The next day, everybody comes to Shiva, that day, Yeshir was bat on his battle. The next day, Rebbe Shimba Rebbe's son sees Rav Chiya. Omalei says, Atich is Atis, Abba, what'd you do to my father? You made my father say such a thing, but don't you know that my father's so mapper on garlic, he doesn't want to even have a reyach of garlic, and you ate garlic with like, Omalei says, Lo take Zeus for Yisrael Chas for Sholem. I'll never do such a thing. I did it. I walked out because I didn't want the guy to get embarrassed. Once Rav Chiya walked out, then this guy walked out, the Shia was in his battle. That's it. Everything was in his battle. The Gemara Shabbos Kuftan Vav tells us such a mighty Dikamaisa. It's all gone to Maisa if somebody's born in a certain mazel. If mazel is have Ashlita on a person or not. And the Gemara tells us, that is no such thing. A Yid is Gevaldik. A Yid is Gevaldik.
Now you're talking about being a Baish. I'm a Baish guy. But I can't stand. We're here to listen. Kimmelach, listen.
Rav David. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufnum Vav tells us. Shmuel had a fight with one of the Goyim. He had a Goyish, a philosopher. His name was Avlei. Shmuel and Avlei, they were sitting together. They were talking about, does the Mazalis have a Shlita over the Yidin or not? Does it have a Shlita over everybody or not? And Shmuel says, hey, Mazali Yisrael. A Yid with tefillah can do anything, even if in the stars it's written that Avraham Avinu cannot have children. The angel picks up Avraham and takes him higher than the Kachovim. Forget about what the stars say. Forget about the astrologers, whatever astrologers say. It's Alzheimer's Mishgasim. A Yid has a koyach tefillah, he could change anything. And Shmuel is sitting together with Avlei, this Goyish person, a Goyish professor, was very, very brilliant. And he used to look at the stars, and at the stars he could tell everybody what anything that would happen to anybody. As they were sitting together and they were having this discussion, all of a sudden they saw a few people going to the lake. They were crossing the lake. Avlei tells Shmuel, he says, I see from the stars that this person that's going to go into the water, that's going to pass by the water, is not going to come back. You see these guys? They're going to go by the water and they're not going to come back. Shmuel asks him why. He says, I see in the stars and that this person that's going to go by, a snake is going to come and kill him. Snake is going to bite him and kill him. So Shmuel says, no, it's not true. If the person's Jewish, even if it says in the stars that the person's going to die, the guy can get out of it. Maybe the stars say one thing. But a person can get out of it because he's a Yid. He's a Jew. And a Yid has a koyach tefillah. A Yid has mitzvahs. And if a Yid has mitzvahs, he can be zeicher for everything. And they were sitting. They were sitting and waiting. Then they saw that the ferry went across. And according to Avlei, according to the stars, then the person was supposed to be bitten by a snake. Shmuel says, well, maybe the stars say one thing, but the person has a koyach tefillah and the person has chusim. And they're both waiting and watching. The ferry went across the water. And they waited, and they came back. When Avlei saw that the person, the Yid, came back, Shmuel said, if he's a Yid, he'll make it through, because he has chusim. He could even change the stars. Avlei went, and he got upset, and he went over to the person, he took the sack that the person was holding in his back, he picked it up, and he slammed it on the floor. As soon as he threw it on the floor, from the sack fell out a snake that was cut into two. So Avlei saw Dov Niflin, Shmuel was mamash amazed. There was a snake there, and the snake was cut in here. What happened over here? So Shmuel decided to ask him, this person, let me tell you. Mister, according to the stars, it wasn't partial. You should have been killed. But you got out of it. Tell me, what chus did you do? He said, I'll tell you the mitzvah that I did. It was just a little mitzvah. Not such a big topic. I just said, well, what was the mitzvah? He says, every day we used to eat. How did we eat together? Everybody would bring bread. We'd all put it into one big basket. Everybody throws in the bread in the basket. Then each guy takes out one piece. And I saw, you know, we had about 10 guys, and that's why we eat every day. Like, just don't get embarrassed. Everybody throws in a loaf of bread. Then each guy has to take some. And like this, everybody eats from everybody else. Shalom Yisrael. He said, I went today, and I saw one of the guys didn't have a loaf of bread to throw in. So I knew that if he doesn't have a piece to throw in, it's going to be in the bizyonis. I fierce. I took the basket. I said, okay, guys, I'm the guy that's going around with the basket. A person that doesn't experience any bizayin, he realizes the shechin is all around him, he's not destroyed. If somebody has bizayinis, he doesn't know anything exists. He's just so destroyed. And he said he benched you with a gavaldike bracha. What do we bench a balabayis when you eat by a balabas? What do you bench? Oilich mevorech. What is he mevorech? He rotsu shalayevish balabayis b'yol mazer v'lo yikolim b'yol mabon. It's so important not to embarrass anybody. The Talmidim left Rabbi Lezer. The last words of Rabbi Lezer are Godel. Milonu bigger. Who's bigger than Kolo Rabbi Lezer? Are Godel the grace of Rabbi Lezer. And when he was sick and his Talmidim are leaving him for the last time, they said goodbye to him. And he said, Abenu lamdenu orchis chayim. Teach us orchis chayim with Kadesh, we should be nizka oilem haba. Om lamsi, he said, he's zoru v'kfoit chavayim. Watch it with the cover of Yechava, it's a gemara in brachas chavches. Watch it with the cover of Yechava. If you watch with your cover of your chava and you don't embarrass you, you zoich avoy lam haba. It says, there's a moiri, I think it's the last Rashi in Shir HaShirim, I don't know if Rashi brings down the ganze zach, but it's a medrash in Shir HaShirim at the end. It says, when Klai Yisrael comes together, they get up early on Shabbos, they go into the Beis HaKnesses, they're cutting Krishma and they're cutting the Torah, and the Eivshi says, Bolei meine Kinder, Hagbiu Kolchem, pick up your voices, let the world see how beautiful it is to be a Yid. That all your chaverim see what it means to be Yiddish mention this lady Krishna sitting by the Gemara. And who's the chaverim? State the Chazal and chaverim el Malchi Ashores. And the Eibishna benches Klai. So let me tell you this, Dr. Eibishna. Utnu that chem shleit yisenu zeze shleit yisnu zeze v'leit yikanu zeze v'zel leit yivayishu zeze. Make sure that you're not mavaz anybody. Don't have any kinner. And that's why you'll be zeicher for everything. It's the most beautiful thing when people sit and learn. And the Eibshter is on top of us, and the Eibshter tells us, remind us, Kinder, meine Kinder, sagt the Eibshter, du bist doch meine Kinder. Make sure there's no jealousy between each other, no kinder, no sinner, and don't be mevazi each other. That's how a person can be zarcha for everything. But there's one more knage. Even bezoinis is such a gefährlich zach. If a person does get bezoinis, you could be zarcha for everything. Somebody told me a story last night, where he told me how they made the chalash of an oil. It's a terrible story. It bothers me so much to say this story. I don't even want to say this story, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's a moiridika lesson. My chava, one of my chavrusas, told me this last night, right after Maidu. We were talking about something. He says, you want to hear a story? What happened to me when I was in yeshiva? You learned from yeshiva. He says, one night, so yeshiva is about 150 bochum is yeshiva, a lot of you alike. One of the bochum yeshiva woke up, used to have gegraz lepeis, a long peis, and he woke up and his peis were cut off. Somebody went and cut off this person's pace in the middle of the night. What happened in the yeshiva, he described me the 3 days of that yeshiva, wheels isn't the word. The place was upside down. And who did they accuse? They accused this guy's roommate. Why this guy? Because this roommate used to be a paratrooper. He's a Baal Tshuva. He's a Vilna guy. And he used to get into fights. So I can't say anybody accused this paratrooper. This guy, okay, he's a Baal Tshuva. Fine, good big side of Baal Tshuva. But you're the guy that did it. And there was no way out. This guy was falut in a mensch. How could people be choishing him for such a hashchosa? And he went to the stipler. He came to the stipler, he put his petek down on the table, He didn't even have a chance to say everything. He just broke down and cried and cried and cried. The stipler read the petek. He read his thing and he realized, he said, listen, it's a Rebbe. The whole yeshiva is choshed me for such a mitzvah aveda. I would never do, I had difference of opinion with the guy. We used to fight around, like all boys fight. But to cut somebody's pace, that's a molek. I never would do such a thing. And the stipler spoke to this bacha for a couple of minutes. And he told him, you don't know what a schus it is to get bizyonis for something that you didn't do. It's such a kapura. You're zoicha for so much. And the stipler explained to him, he told him, I know your pain, what it means. I know your pain, what it means to have bizyonis. It hurts so much, bizyonis. But the chazal say, if you get bizyonis for something you didn't do, you know what schar you get? And the stipler wrote him a letter. It's in, take a look, in kind of the Igrisa. He was machazik him. It's written inside, the letter's written inside in the sefer. How he's machazik him, what it means, somebody to suffer bizyonis for something that you never really did. How much kapur and how much tight you get and how much the Ebsha, because bizyonis is the worst thing in the world. And if somebody gets that, how gavaldik it is. The person came back to Yeshiva, he was machazik himself against all the Radifas. And sure enough, they found out, if it didn't take much longer, a couple of days, they found out that the bacha wasn't in Gansen. Bacha was Nebuchadnezzar of Kenach, was cranking cup, and he did it to himself. He cut his pace off at night. He wanted to become a Pari Goyal. This person comes from Yishalayim Yishlub. He doesn't believe the same name. He didn't know how could he come off, how could he take off his pace? People would kill him. So he cut him off in the middle of the night. Then he accused that guy, and he blamed it on him, and then that's it. Oh, now that it's off already, well, you know, what can I do? So the guy was Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, he had his problems. So these stories never happened. But the idea, the story of this, even though later I want to be Messiah to one little story. There were two brothers. They were the tzaddikim of the world. Rebbe Rebeli Melech and Rebbe Reb Zisha. Rebbe Rebeli Melech and Rebbe Reb Zisha, they were such tzaddikim al yoinim. They were malachim. People used to say on them, the only reason why they have a goof is that other people could see them. Other people could look at them. Because they really didn't have a goof. They were mamash malchi el yoinim. And they had to get Rebbe Rebeli Melech and his brother Reb Zisha. They decided they have to go into Golis. And they want to go into Golas, big tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim used to go into Golas, like beggars, no one should know who they are. That'll be the kapora, because the biggest thing is bizyonis. We're not holding it this dagger, we can't do this. But these tzaddikim, they used to do it. And they went into Golas together. And they look at Eberab, the Melech and Eberab Zisha were traveling and walking, and ois gemuchit, ois ge, as if I'm matted. And they used to go over me, irle, irle, mdina, mdina, sticking out the hand for shibabroi. Get a little piece of rusted, so this is a bread with a half a shalach, done with an old onion. They would take it and sit down in the shul, in the shtivala, and eat it. That would be the breakfast and the lunch and supper. And they would daven. Then they would go to the next town. And that's how they used to go. For a long time, suffer the bazaar. People see a boy, see an old, two old people with tattered clothes. He took stones in them, like it was. It was very hard. But that's the kapara. These tzaddikim took on themselves this. One day they came to an inn, their feet were so famated they just couldn't anymore. They came to the inn, and they asked the person, could we stay over here? The guy says, okay, do you have any money? He said, well, they collected a few pennies, they begged them, please let us stay, but we have no coin. Well, the guy was good, he says, okay, he was in a good mood. He said, I'm very happy, tonight is soon going to be a big chasna over here, my inn, all the people are going to come here. So, okay, you could stay here, gesunte hei. And there was a big room over there, everybody had the room either where they slept. I was in the big room where everybody used to sit, and they were setting up tables and this and that. And then all of a sudden, people started coming in. It was lebedik. People coming, all dressed, Shabbos thick and Yom thick, and it was lebedik. And the shtot filled up. And it wasn't, Gnesa Tzadik that was getting married. Regular Parshat the Yid was getting married with a Parshat the Medela. And it was a Parshat the Hamoin Am de Kachasna. There was no Gnesa Rabban. It was a Parshat the Hamoin Am. And maybe even a little bit less than the Parshat the Hamoin. A little bit of the Chayas. Also, come to the Chasna, you shake it a little bit, you get filled. And everybody starts levitating at this time. These two aliyim, the Helik and Ebed, Melech and Ebed Abzisha, they sit by the side. And they're sitting watching and this and that, and sitting watching like poor beggars. And they're sitting by the side in the sofa matet, and Ebed Melech and Ebed Abzisha, they're misnamning, they're falling asleep. They walked so many miles that day, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before. Vilfokarchas had that mensch, and they just were dozing off. Well, there used to be a certain dance. You know, America, we have what we call the Kazatska, we have this with the Hara. It's one of the dances you have, the Vilde Chais, is you take a guy, put a guy in the middle, everybody gives him a push. And the guy falls to this side, and he falls to that side, and the guy catches himself. Okay, so one guy says, hey, listen, there's a beggar out there, let's put that guy in the middle. He loved it. He said, why not? So Rabbi, the dancing, the music going, Rabbi Zisha never had Shlachtein. Rabbi Elimelech wasn't back, he was by the wall. Rabbi Zisha was sitting in front of him. He grabbed a hold of Rabbi Zisha, the head of Gitzadik. They would know who that was. And they grabbed a hold of him, come! So he startled, but the next thing he knew, it was in the middle. And the music's a Levedik. And the Levedik is swinging from Alizite, then smack! Then the next guy goes, smack! Wait, before he hops from Alizite, and they're laughing. That comes the kids with that kick and with that push, and they're all going in and out and dancing. Who's the Levedik? The music is knocking. Rabbi Zisha's getting it from Alizite. Rabbi Levedik, he looks up. We face, he says, what's happened to his brother? But you know, it's the earnest, it's a kapor. He's not going to mix them, stay by the side. When Rebbe Zisha is getting from Alizite, and then the song finishes, they take him. Hey, they all walk him back, and the songs keep on going right there. Rebbe Zisha sits down next to Rebbe Melech, and they're both wide awake now. Rebbe Melech doesn't say a word, Rebbe Zisha doesn't say a word. And each one knows the Hashkoha protest. He's not going to gang up against the Chasna guy, who knows what they'll do. The kids were wild. Didn't take too much longer. Big husky guy grabs him, come, let's go, Nahamol! And they bring in Rabbi Zisha before he knew what happened. Again, Levedik smack, hitting him, punching him, everybody kicking him, Levedik, throwing popcorn, flies, everything. We very poor Rabbi Zisha. Nahamol, the Sianis, a couple of minutes, then different things, Gnug, take him, they push him back. Rabbi Zisha again, he looks up at the Melech, doesn't say a word. He sits down, his heart is pounding, put the Bizyonis, I'm letting Michelle them up. Then it doesn't take another 2 minutes, and next guy, oh, no, we didn't finish with you. Let me get up this time, the Moisif. Mon achas apoy, we give him a double, a triple, and so Levedik. He was hurting after a while, he fell to the bench. And then afterwards they threw him back. He said, evidently, Melech, you see, they're picking on him. So he tells him, he says, now you go to the wall, I'm sitting here. It's not going to happen again. So he says, okay. The taka hurt, and he put Rebbe Abzisha all the way in the back, he put the position back of him, and Rebbe Melech sat in front. Okay, Ms. Yonis, now it's my chance. Then one guy, the dancing, the music stops, the one guy gets up, Ezechayin, my side! Well, what do we do? There's two on name over there. Why should we always get some? Let's get the guy in the back now. Then they go, they grab hold of Zisha. No, the music starts. No, come on. I love it. And we get the knock off now. Put up Zisha, you got it. And the music finished. This and that. Doesn't everything. He's happy. Everybody's happy. This. The night was over. When Zisha met Rebbe Melech, they fell on each other. Both of them from Simcha. They saw, this year that ate it, Rebbe Melech wanted to get those bizyonis. He wanted to have that bizyonis for that kapora. No, but the Yavisha didn't let. Rebbe Abzisha gets it. Rebbe Abzisha gets it. Bizyonis is the worst thing in the world. But if Chas V'Sholem, so the Yavisha are people, you should never have it. But if Chas V'Sholem, you ever do get it, you should know it's a Moiladik of Kapola. And you have to be Zeicha. Rebbe Melech wanted to get it. Oh, but Abzisha got it. Getting back to it, it's very late now. I have to be Messiah. We have to be Machazak ourselves, Mo'oid about the Inyan from Bizyon. You should never be Mavaza anybody, and you should never hurt anybody's feelings.